Hello.
Reverend Billy Graham.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. President.
Well, I finally caught up with you.
Oh, bless your heart. How are you?
I'm just fine, and but I guess it was about Sunday I called you, and you were on
That's right.
And then you were on your way, they said, to...
Pittsburgh.
No, you were on your way from Montreat to Charlotte, and then after that, you got to Charlotte, and I called you, you're on the way to Pittsburgh. Then the next time, you were on your way from, operator said, from Pittsburgh to Charlotte again. So I said, all right, I'll just try it today.
You must get to as well as I do. I'm all
right. That's right.
No,
well, how are you feeling?
Say hello to you and to just
well,
you on back of you.
Well,
if I can help you in any way, I wanted you to
well, listen,
tell me.
You get my two cables on your press coverage?
And I wrote you a letter and told
well,
you how I appreciate it.
Well, by golly, I was surprised that the press here it didn't even seep through. You know, they don't usually give this coverage they should, but that those huge crowds and everything, that was a great, great success, wasn't it?
Well, it was a very interesting thing because Mr. Wes Gallagher, who's executive editor of the
AP,
he tore into his people for not playing it up more because he said, we consider this the number one story out of South Africa in the last 10 years.
Did he tell you that?
No, he told George Cornell, who's religious editor of the AP.
I see.
And they're now trying to recap the thing, and they've got an article in a lot of papers today.
Good.
Telling a very wonderful story about it and the after effects.
Well, Billy, that's great. That's great.
And we're on our way to Korea, and they're planning on $500,000 a night and $1 million on the closing service.
Oh, my goodness.
And, the ambassador wrote me, and he said that it will be... the largest thing along that line ever to happen in the Far East, and I think it may be the largest meetings in the history of the Christian church.
I can't believe they could have $500,000. Just think of that.
Christianity is very strong in Korea.
Yeah, yeah. I remember, yeah, when I was there, 53, and I've been there in 67 again.
I really just wanted to reassure you of my support and prayers and love and backing and just tell you if there's anything that I can ever do, I want you to consider me a member of your team.
Well, I appreciate it. We're getting that. Things are going along. All right. We're sort of nibbling away at this thing and that thing, but, you know, when you always got to keep your perspective, and when you see that these wonderful POWs and what they say, they make a stump speech for us every time they go out, don't they?
Sure do.
Isn't that something?
And Ruth, you know, she said when some of these articles come out, she said, well, I trust President Nixon, and I know that what he's doing is right.
Yeah.
And that's the way we both feel.
Well, I appreciate it very much.
And we don't know everything, but we know you.
Right.
Enough for us.
Right.
And
well,
that's what I intend to say publicly.
Well, I appreciate it. We'll continue to hammer away. We got to expect, Billy, you know, you have to expect the opposition to sort of pick away because, you know, after beating them so badly in November, they just got to recover. And so that's all right.
Well,
we're just,
I know.
We've got them peace in Vietnam, and we're moving along with some other things, and that's what history's going to remember us for.
Absolutely. And I know dear old Sam Irwin, he's been a neighbor of mine all his life, and of course this is his great moment of glory.
Sure.
We'll
let him have it. Let him, he'll dig away, and he'll make a lot of headlines, and he'll irritate a lot, but those things also pass. The main thing about those, of course, is you know, when campaign people, I can assure you nobody in the White House is in, but campaign people, they sometimes do silly things.
By the way, did you get the message that I sent to you about Marvin Watson? Marvin,
but recently.
Marvin, in my judgment, is another John Connolly intellectually, and
yes, I know that. I know I have a high regard for him.
And he called me on the phone to tell me that he would be ready to join your team in any way, shape, or form you want him if you ever needed him. And he is Mr. Integrity himself. He doesn't drink or smoke or cuss or anything else, and he.
Mm-hmm.
And I think his total motivation was if he could be of help to you.
Right, right.
And he was thinking, I think, in terms of the post office.
Right, right,
and,
right. Well, I got that. Let me tell you that if we can, we'd love to use him. I mean, have him something, and they're checking it out. I like the man. I thought he was one of the best at the Johnson funeral. Well, remember the sermon?
He was the best in my judgment.
When he got through with all of them. Yes, he did make the best talk of all.
He's making a lot of money now and all, but he loves the country and...
He's a patriot, isn't he?
And he's a real patriot, and he knows how to keep his mouth shut. He's just he would go all the way with you.
Tell me this, Billy, is he a lawyer, do you know?
He's a lawyer, yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
And he has no ambitions except to serve this country. He's on my board of directors, the reason I come in contact with him.
Right,
quite often.
Right.
Like, he's going to spend the weekend with us.
Right.
He's executive vice president of Occidental Oil now.
Yes, I know. Works for Arm & Hammer.
Has a gorgeous home out right on the city, Palisades, overlooking...
But he said he would... When did he tell you this? About a month ago, wasn't it?
Just before I went to South Africa.
Yeah.
He called me on the phone, and he said, I just am burdened about the country, and he said, you just tell the president if you have an opportunity.
Right.
I will be happy to serve on his team and be one of his...
Great. It's a deadly. We're having Dr. Hill Sunday, you know.
Oh, this coming Sunday?
Yep.
Oh, I'm delighted.
And we just hope he doesn't try to make a civil rights talk.
I'm going to call him and be sure that he does.
The point is, he should talk about equal rights and everything, but nobody should ever use that forum for the purpose of propaganda, you know.
He and I are very good friends, as you know, and I talk straight to him.
Tell him that we've got...
Look, to know it's this coming Sunday.
Tell him we've got...
It was already passed.
No. We've got it'll be a very distinguished group, a lot of congressmen and others there, and everybody be watching him. And
I'm going to tell him just to stick to the Bible.
Yes, sir. Okay.
I'll call him.
Well, it's good to talk to you. And
to you, and God
appreciate your help and your support, and Ben Ruth's too. Maybe hers a little more, you know.
Well, Dr. Bell, you know, is moderator of the Presbyterian Church, and he's really back of you, too.
Isn't he great, though? He's a great fellow, great guy.
Thank you, sir.
He's really marvelous.
He's at Mayo Clinic right now.
I know he was terribly concerned about the bombing, you remember, last December, but...
Oh, he got over that.
The POWs, finally, they said, you know, that's what got him out.
Exactly.
And, you know, it was hard for me, I can tell you, but I knew we had to do it.
And poor old Jane Fonda she can't get a hearing now too much.
Or Ramsey Clark either.
No.
Well, Billy, good to talk to you.
Thank you, sir.
And we did try to reach you, though. I just want you to know.
I did. They had a message everywhere, and I would call.
The White House operator would call, and then I'd be at a dinner or something. But anyway, we'll be seeing you.
Well, Tom Dewitt told me, he said he never calls the president, and I got to think about that.
Yeah.
I never called you, but sometimes I just want to tell you I'm with you.
I appreciate it enormously, believe me. You need a call now and then. Usually people call me and ask me for something. Okay.
Well, thank you, sir.
Bye.
Bye.